Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's Tuesday morning, 23rd of September 2014, and it's about 10 a.m. How are we all? Just picked this up to start recording and noticed a tweet from Audio Boom and a Facebook post from Audio Boom and a Google Plus post from Audio Boom inviting me to download the latest version of Audio Boom Radio Reinvented. Apparently, it's really exciting. Give it a try and it's free. No, it's not, because it doesn't bloody exist. Because, oh yes, that's right. I'm an inferior citizen because I'm an Android user, aren't I, Audio Boo? Oh, actually, well, aren't I society? Aren't I the world? I tell you what, man, the last few days I've seen, read, heard, watched, listened to so many comments from Apple fanboys who are yet again angered at the failings, shortcomings, inadequacies of the latest forced upon you iOS operating system. And yet, in the very next breath, from slating the product that you've spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds on for no blinking reason other than you perceive that it's better, you slate off Android users and basically refer to us as second-class citizens. We're not second-class citizens, we're just a bit smarter than you. We spent less money and we've got a more versatile system in our hand. That's it. Simple. Anyway, back to Audio Boom. This, as you can probably tell, this has made me quite angry. So Audio Boo on Android is still an old, antiquated app that's been reglossed, touched up a bit, patched up, repaired, made good, if you like, for us Android users. iPhone users have had a shiny new, proper, functional app for quite a long time now. How long? 3 months? 4 months? Something like that? Maybe longer. Maybe longer. They've patched up the Android app, promised us something great. That's never been forthcoming. Never. We're still using an app that doesn't work. It doesn't. In fact, I think it was Chris, Pilgrim Chris, the other day, tried to record something and it got to 90% uploading and failed on him. I've tried myself, it's deleted titles from me, it's lost my audio, it's just, it's appalling. I can't listen to direct messages through it, it's an absolute pile of garbage. Yet Apple users, iPhone users, have had a nice, shiny, swanky app, all the effort went into that months and months and months ago. And yet again, Android have been kicked under the carpet. And then today, I see that they've rebranded themselves, they've relaunched a supposedly brand new app, which is apparently going to reinvent radio, but only if I'm an Apple user. What's going on, Audio Boo? What the hell is going on? This is bonkers, man. This is bonkers. So we're still running something that's effectively, what, 2 years out of date? I'm sure it's that long since this, maybe a year since the Android app was launched and failed and crashed. And it was patched up a few months ago. And in that time, Apple users have had a shiny new app that actually works and they get the rebranded app. What's going on, Audio Boo? Maybe I'm speaking too soon. It's just made me really bloody angry this morning because I've already got me gander up about Apple users already. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I was actually going to promote something this morning, which is solely for Apple users yet again. In fact, no, I will do because it's not fair to the person involved. So last night, oh God, I'm so angry. I shouldn't be, but, you know, Audio Boo, sort your act out, guys. Anyway, last night, I saw a retweet from Dean Reed of a person who had picked up some of his audio, I believe, that he had left and that she had found through something called Fidgibox. I think it's called Fidgibox or Figgybox. Fidgibox, I think. Find them on Twitter, at Fidgibox, F-I-G-I-B-O-X, Fidgibox. I could say that once more if you want. Fidgibox. And this particular lady called, I think it's Anna, or Anya, I think, A-N-E. I'll give you her Twitter name as well, actually. Just bear with me one secondos while I pull his name up for you. So essentially, while I'm looking for this, I'll find... okay, so it's her name is Anya or Anna San Miguel. She's from the Basque region, I found out last night. I'll get to that in a minute. And her Twitter name is at Artepipilian. Nice. A-R-T-E-P-I-L-P-I-L-E-N. Artepipilian. Yeah, that's good, that. Yeah, give her a follow and also follow Fidgybox. Have a look, especially if you're an Apple user. Fidgybox seems fantastic, and I would be all over it if there was an Android version. It apparently launches end of this week on the 25th, but from what I can gather from their website, there is a beta available. Essentially, it's a little bit like geocaching, as far as I can gather. You can essentially go to a location, and I'm assuming through some form of witchcraft, you can leave a digital message at that location. And from what I can gather, it could be audio, it could be a short video clip, it could be photographs, it could just be text. As far as I'm aware, I could be wrong here. Obviously, I can't do it. But I gather that's how it works. And then you can actually let your friends know. You can leave a personal message for somebody. Sorry, that's my little boy. Obviously, getting a bit excited with these cars. You can leave a personal message for somebody who can pick it up when they arrive at a destination. Or you can leave just sort of general public messages. And from what I can gather, this is what Dean's done. I don't know the ins and outs of what this particular piece of audio was. But from what I can gather, he's left a piece of audio somewhere detailing some history or some facts about a location, and this young lady Anna has picked it up and listened to it and enjoyed it and then retweeted it. So anyway, this started off a whole string last night because I sort of looked at Fidgybox initially and thought, well, this looks really good. Imagine just leaving little chunks of audio all over the shop for people just to stumble across and think about where it could lead to, you know. I mean, it's kind of what we do every day, don't we? We build relationships here on Audio Boo every day. I love for how much longer, I don't know, because apparently I'm not welcome in the club anymore because I'm an Android user. I'll just get that one in again. I've lost my train of thought now. So yeah, could you just imagine, especially for us like audio fans, just to be able to like leave a little snippet or, you know, a little sort of, I don't know, it just sounds like a really great concept for anybody to find. Anyway, so this started a conversation. Obviously, I've mentioned Fidgybox. I presume that Anya, Anna, if you're listening, I'll get to that as well. I assume that she's part of the staff of Fidgybox from what transpired later. But initially, I just had started a discussion with another friend of mine who was basically saying that he didn't think that Fidgybox looked good. He was saying that he prefers something called Ingress, which is similar, but it's more of a game. You have to kind of solve puzzles and stuff, I think, and it just looks a bit too contrived for me. I just like the idea of leaving little geocaches around in the digital world. I love it. But anyway, this whole conversation transpired with Anya, sorry. And eventually, we've ended up following each other, but it just started a whole sort of conversation about the merits of messaging and audio and relationships. And interestingly, I picked her up from a retweet from Dean, just a random retweet that had happened to spot in my timeline. One of the first things she asked when she followed me was about my profile picture on Twitter, which is of me standing on Ringing Roger in the Peak District, which is, ironically enough, is what sparked the first ever interaction between myself and Dean Reed. I think I've mentioned this in Audio Boo before. He spotted my picture quite a few years ago, 3 or 4 years back now, I think, and asked me, he basically spotted the location of exactly where it was. How, I don't know to this day. The man's a genius. But it was just funny that as soon as she saw my Twitter profile, it was the first thing she asked about. And it was also the first thing that Dean spoke to me about all those years back. And it's kind of really weird how it all came round into full circle. And it basically ended up that I've sort of mentioned this Audio Boo to Anna, and she said she's now going to join Audio Boo and send me a message, send me a tweet when she's done her first message. So I'm looking forward to listening to that. So if you are listening to this, Anya, welcome to Audio Boo, and I look forward to hearing from you soon. So yes, check out Fidgybox. Give Anna a follow, please. And Audio Boo, Audio Boom, whatever you're calling your blinking self. Sort your lives out. I'm not a second-class citizen. I just have an Android phone. Love you all. Bye-bye.